Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining me at, again, this unusual time. We are continuing in Siman Shin Aleph tonight. Today we are doing Page Pei Gimel. So we are doing Siman Shin Aleph, Se'ifim, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav. So let's begin with Se'if, Lamed Gimel. Asu Lotzeis B'Shabbos B'Mozo B'Kesef V'Zav V'Tvurim B'Big Do. Person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with money or silver or gold that is sewn into his clothing, says the Ramah. Yesh Matir B'Makom Pseida. However, there are those that are makel when it's a case of concern for loss. For example, if a person is afraid that it's going to get stolen from him if he leaves it in the house and he leaves the money or the gold or the silver behind. And we are knowing to be makel on this if you need to leave for whatever reason. But if you could very simply protect your money by staying in the house with your money and not going out, then lo yetze, then don't go out. In a place where you don't need it and you could just stay in the house, you could leave him in the house, we should be machmir, meaning if there's if the money is safe in the house, so then leave it in the house. When you have money or gold or silver in your garment, it is not batel to the beged. We don't just say, oh, you're wearing your beged and there's this secondary thing that happens to be attached to it. No, like we would say about other items maybe that were sewn into your bag. Because money, gold, silver is a davar chashuv, it is not batel. But still it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, like when it's wrapped in a cloth or something and you're carrying it, but it's asur midrabban mishum d'lav derech hotza'ahi, because this is still not the normal way to carry these items. Sivkan kufchav gimel b'mekom pseida. So we said that there are those that are makel in a situation of loss. Hainu bitfurim b'toch bigdo meir of Shabbos, meaning we're going to allow you to walk out with clothing that has money sewn into it on Shabbos if it's a situation of loss, provided that you're not doing the actual sewing on Shabbos, meaning we're talking about where it's already sewn into the clothing from before Shabbos. Since anyway it's not carrying midaraisa, it's not sewing midaraisa, the whole issue is only an issue midrabanan of carrying something in a lav derech hotza'a, in the not normal way of carrying the item, like we said before, especially nowadays, that according to many poskim, we don't even have a Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa. Hey, Caleb, b'makom seida. So they're makel in a situation of loss. Da adam ba'ol al mamono, because people get very anxious about their money. Because if we don't allow him to go out with his money sewn into his clothing, he may come to violate nisur midaraisa. His plan B is going to be to dig a hole in the ground and bury the money underground, and that's going to be a violation of the melacha of choresh. The Achronim point out that if you hadn't thought that far in advance and you hadn't sewn it into your clothing, all is not lost, meaning there's still another option. The point of it being sewn into the clothing is not about sewing, it's more about that it's not the derech hotza'a. So if you can come up with another creative way that's considered a shinoi, sub makam seida, you could do that. What would be such a way? You put the money in between your beged and your skin and your flesh, like you put it on the inside your collar or something like that, where it's held tight by your collar, or in your sock, where it's between your beged and your flesh, or in your shoe. But still, the better way to do it with a shinoi is the way the Shulchan Aruch calls a shinoi, which is having it sewn into your garment before Shabbos. Im tzarech latzeis, if a person has to leave, kigon she'arishem yeshiv bayis kol yom yargish bo shu shomer mosav yavo legozlo, meaning a person might say, I need to leave, because if I stay in the apartment the entire Shabbos, I stay in the hotel room the entire Shabbos, the local nachrim are going to realize that I must be protecting something valuable, and then I'm going to make myself a more likely target for theft. So lo yetze, einu chutzer kshu lovish be'abeged. You shouldn't go outside of the erev when you're wearing such a garment. Yesh la'achmir, if there's no need, we should be machmir. Shalol lovish be'abeged, chashin sham yetze bo. We should be machmir not even to wear such clothing because we're afraid you might go out with it. Moving on to see if lam dalid. Yotze ad mesudar mekupal al ksefo. A person go with a scarf that's folded on his shoulder. Aval b'she'ein nima kruchalo al etzba'o. Even though there's no strap or strand that extends from that scarf that you would have wrapped around your finger in case it falls off to catch it with. V'imeina sudur chofer rosho v'rubo asu lotzeis bo elim kein kashar shnei rosho v'lamata mikseif v'zeh v'zeh. If the scarf does not cover your head and the majority of your body, so you're not allowed to go out with it unless the two ends of it are tied right underneath your shoulders, one end to the other end. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Kuv Chav Zayin, I'm a kupal al ksefo. Even though we said that to wear a talis, a scarf talis is going to be aser, to wear a talis like a scarf is going to be aser, but to wear a scarf like a scarf is going to be mutter. Because that's the way people wear scarves, so that is derech levi shaso. But it's got to be in a place where it's normal for people to wear it in that way. Sivkot and Kuf Chav Ches, Afal Pi She'en Nima, Dikla Man Yom B'Gemara, Dibin Davcha She'en Nima Yotze Me'asudu Krucha Latzvo L'Achzika Shalei Bel Mikseif Avav Lo Kaim L'Rachi. There is an opinion in the Gemara that you actually need a strand or string to go from the scarf and to wrap around your finger in case it falls, to prevent it from just falling off your shoulders, but we don't pass on like that opinion, so even without it, it's fine. V'im Eina Sudar, so we said, if the Sudar doesn't cover the majority of your head, Rosh HaVerubo, then it's going to be usher to bring in a rishasa. Then it's going to be usher unless you tie it. We're talking about over here is not that it doesn't actually cover Rosh HaVerubo, but that it couldn't possibly cover Rosh HaVerubo. It's a tiny, short, little scarf. And that's why you need to tie it on. Then it's like a belt, which is going to be mutter even though it is short. But if it's what they call like those pashminas that women wear, that is very, very big, and if you unfold it, it's large enough to cover Rosh HaVerubo, as afim kaplo ksef of shari, even though you wear it like a scarf wrapped around your neck, it's still going to be motor, and that's what the beginning of the sif was talking about, because it's called an item of clothing, and this is the way this item of clothing is worn by Ber Alachim. For further elaboration. But the bottom line is what he's telling us is that it's not so much about are you wearing it in a way that's covering Rosh HaVerubo, it's really about are you wearing it kederech levi shaso, and if it's something that could cover Rosh HaVerubo, that's very different than something that cannot cover Rosh HaVerubo. See if lamed hey levadim akashim, hard felt material, asu lavim Rosh HaSramo b'karmelus k'shumu utavbem. You're not allowed to wrap yourself in it and carry it and bring it that way in a karmelus or Rosh HaSramim. V'meinam kashim arbe mutter. But if it's not really such hard material, then it's going to be mutter. Says the Mishmur levadim akashim shein darach malbush milevadim akashim ravi kamasvi va'aser. It's not a normal way to wear clothing from to make clothing out of such hard felt material, and therefore it's considered like you're carrying, so it's aser. Umashba barambam dafilu meim dakin aser kiven shu kasha. The Rambam sounds like even if it's very thin, it's going to be aser because it's hard, so it's not a typical item of clothing. But we said that it is mutter if it is not so hard. To wrap yourself in it and walk with it that way, even in Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam implies that it has to still be very, very thin in nature. Now, see if Lamed Vav. Mutter lotzeis b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim ze al gavze. Person's allowed to go out on Shabbos with two items of clothing, one on top of the other. Beilin tzarko, beilin tzarko chavera. Whether you need it for your own purposes or you need it for somebody else, meaning you need that someone else didn't have a shirt, and so you need to bring them a shirt, so you just put on a second shirt on top of your shirt and you bring it to him that way through Rishus Harabim. Bein shem shnei chalukim, bein shem shnei sarbalim, per sarbal ksus elyon, whether it's two undershirts or two outer jackets, bein shem shtei chagorot u'al gabezo, or whether it's two belts, one on the other, v'afilu ein malbush mafsik beinem, even if you don't have another item of clothing that's being mafsik between them, says the Rama, v'yesh osim shtei chagorot ze'al ze'al. However, some say that two belts is not permissible, elam kein malbush mafsik beinem, unless you have another item of clothing in between those two belts. V'chein roi lino gemutu lilbo shnei kovam ze'al ze'al, v'chein shnei an pilaos. And we should be knowing not to have two belts, one on top of the other, unless there's a garment in between. So a guy goes out with his regular belt and his gartel, but that's okay because the gartel goes over his jacket, right? So it's, there's another garment in between. And it's mutzah to wear two hats, one on top of the other, meaning a yarmulke and then a hat on top of that, and also two anpilaos, which is, I guess, pairs of socks. Oh, or slippers. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Kuflan Beis Bein Litzor Chaveru Aval Gav She'ein Lo Shum Ana'a B'zeh. Even though you, the one who's wearing the second garment, aren't getting any Ana'a from that garment, Afilu Achilu Machzik Masui, it still doesn't look like a burden that you're carrying, even the Darach Malbushu, because you're carrying it in a way of wearing it. V'yesh Osim Shtei Chagoros. However, there are those that ask for two belts. V'lo Domi L'Shnei Malbushim. And it's not like two items of clothing. Sh'darach Adam L'Bush Osim Bnei Akar. Sometimes people layer their clothing in this kind of weather. For those of you who are in New York this time of year, you need to layer your clothing. But what do you get out of two belts? It's not a normal thing to do, and therefore that's considered to be a burden. Oh, it happens to be, I just noticed, the Dirshu writes, what about a gartel when you're already wearing a belt? So Rav Moshe writes that if you wear the gartel on directly without a hefsik beged, it's aser. Ah, I didn't even see that earlier when I made that comment about the gartel. So you need a hefsik beged. You need to have another jacket in order to wear the gartel. It sounds from Poskim that even wearing the double belt is only in the Sumid Rabbanan. Because you're still wearing it the way it's normally worn. It's only Asumid Rabbanan because it's Mechzi Kemasui. And certainly to wear some sort of cloth over the belt. It's not the normal way to tie yourself up. Da aser, that's going to be aser. V'chayadim kasav de b'zeh afilu de rishona aser. With such an item, the chayadim says even the first opinion will say it's aser. To kimin shein darach lach or b'zeh b'chol, since it's not normal to use this type of cloth as a belt on the weekday, minka l'kol shemarim lahotzi. So it becomes clearly recognizable that you're doing arama just to be able to carry it out. V'afilu b'karmelis aser. That's aser even in the karmelis. U'betaz if katan yedal nasan eitza. Taz gives the following eitza. You want to carry out this cloth and you can't wear it as a second belt, you tie it on as an extension to your belt. Does your near kechagor aruka? Then it just makes it look like you're wearing a long belt. V'yachor gamba patzelka. Ulviam vor lekamei yochal lachor as a patzelka al yedei hefsek malbush. Or you could wear it over your jacket, meaning you have another garment. Tainu machagori lemaliach ren al nechmasayim. If your belt is over your jacket, so you wear this on your pants. Avol also likshar as a mitpacha saviv aregel. What you can't do is you can't take like this cloth, this bandana, and just tie it around your leg. Because that's not a normal thing to wear. Elias, I think Punky Brewster used to wear, for those who dating my reference, bandana around her leg. Elias Kaniska Le'el, you should do what, like we mentioned before, or wrap it around your neck like you would wear a handkerchief, whatever you call it, one of those things that people would wear around their necks, bandana. Ze al ze, Sivkotin Kuflam medalid, Vehechash Nogin Lachgar. Untergartel, the Ibergartel, in a place where they wear an Untergartel and an Ibergartel, meaning a lower belt and an outer belt, where the bottom one is not appealing to the eye and the top one is much more fashionable. And you do this, then it's going to be motor. If that's the way people wear it, so then it's derech malbush, so it's motor. And when women wear a belt on their dress, but then they're wearing something underneath their dress that poofs out their dress, you know, that whatever you call those, I don't know what they're called, but they're wearing something else that's underneath their dress, and they want to belt that up as well in order to lift the bottom of the hem of that garment up off the ground so that it doesn't schlep on the ground and get dirty. That's also mutter, because it's you're wearing it derek malbush, meaning there's a reason that you would wear it in that way. V'chein roi linhog, alkein shluf mantel, a shluf mantel, which is a robe one wears to sleep, she'tavar bo emyana, that has a belt sewn into it, imrosa lachur chagora ala shluf mantel, yater emyana atavar bo, umikol makom lavi masui, that if you want to wear a belt on the shluf mantle, you can untie the whatever sewn into it, and it's still not a masui. Debatul lebeged achrei shetavar bo, meaning if you untie the belt that's sewn onto your robe and you wear a different belt around your robe, the belt that's sewn onto your robe is not a masui because it's sewn in, so it's considered to be part of the robe. But if you use the belt that's sewn into your robe and then you put on another belt on top of that, then that's a problem, because that second belt you're putting on top of it is a masui. It's totally normal to wear a big hat over your small hat, meaning people wear a yarmulke under their hat. And two pairs of slippers on each foot. That's like two pairs of socks. Now, in the dirshu on the two hats thing, he writes, "Amnam k'sheish chashash hakove elyon yo'uf beruach me'al roshav yovel alicha b'rushos rabim." The Mishmaru is going to say that if your hat is in danger of blowing off, you're not allowed to go with a kova al gabe kova. You're not allowed to go with the two hats on top of each other. So to review what we learned tonight, number one, we said you can't go out with money sewn into your clothing unless you must go out and it's at risk of being stolen. We then said that a large scarf can be worn around your shoulders, but a smaller scarf has to be fastened on, tied together. Third, we said that hard felt is not considered clothing, and therefore you can't go out with it, even though you wrap it around yourself. And fourth, we said you can wear multiple layers of clothing, but multiple belts should have clothing in between them. Otherwise, one of them is considered to be a masui. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, regular time, regular place, I believe, tomorrow. And we'll continue with Se'ifim, Lamed Zayin, and Lamed Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining.